Hear now from the word of the Lord as it is written in the third chapter of the book of Exodus. And Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he directed the flock behind the wilderness and came to the mountain of God, to Horeb. And the angel of Yahuwah was seen by him in a flame of fire from the midst of the bramble. And he saw, and behold, the bramble burned with fire, and the bramble was not at all eaten up. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, wherefore the bramble is not burnt. And Yahuwah saw that he turned aside to see, and God called to him from the midst of the bramble and said, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Behold me. And God said, Come not near here. Shake off thy shoes from on thy feet, for the place on which thou stands, it is holy ground. And God said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses covered his face because he was fearful to look upon God. And Yahuwah said, Seeing I have seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard his cry from before his taskmasters, for I have known his pains. And I am come down to rescue them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to make them come up out of that land to a land good and broad, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. And now behold, the cry of the sons of Israel is come to me. And I have also seen the subjugation with which the Egyptians subjugate them. And now go, and I will send thee to Pharaoh, and bring out my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said to God, Behold, I come to the sons of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am, who is I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in the Gospel of John, a portion of chapter 8. And Jesus said, Amen, amen, I say to you, if anyone keep my word, he shall not behold death for eternity. Then the Jews said to him, Now we know that thou hast a demon. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and thou sayest, If anyone keep my word, he shall not taste death into the ages. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and the prophets who are dead? Who dost thou make thyself out to be? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say that he is your God. And you have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say that I know him not, I should be like you, a liar. But I know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham leapt for joy to see my day. And he saw and rejoiced. Then the Jews said to him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Amen. Amen, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. And our final reading from the Word of the Lord this morning is from the work Arcana Celestia, a portion of passage 1990. The infinite itself, which is above all the heavens and is over the inmost things that appertain to man, cannot be made manifest except through the divine human, which appertains to the Lord alone. No communication of the infinite with those who are finite is possible from any other source. And this is also the reason that when Yahuwah appeared to the men of the most ancient church, and afterwards to the ancient church that was after the flood, and then again to Abraham and the prophets, he was manifested to them as a man. That this was the Lord, he teaches openly in John. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. And also in the prophets, as in Daniel, by whom he was seen as the Son of Man. From these passages it may be seen that the infinite esse, or being, which is Yahuwah, could not possibly be manifested to man except through the human essence, thus except through the Lord. And therefore, that it has been manifested to no one save the Lord alone, that he might also be present and be conjoined with man, after man had completely removed himself from the divine and had immersed himself in foul cupidities and thereby in mere bodily and earthly things, he assumed in actuality the human essence itself by birth, so that he might still adjoin the infinite divine to man, now so far removed. Otherwise, men would have perished to eternity. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.